Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Farinas World. Heute habe ich einen ganz, ganz tollen Gast bei mir. Und zwar auf der anderen Seite der Welt. Er war schon mal bei uns, mein Ehemann, jetzt Ehemann, damals noch Verlobter. Und wir switchen gleich zu Englisch rüber, weil das die Sprache ist, die wir gemeinsam sprechen, obwohl er jetzt mittlerweile auch ein bisschen Deutsch kann. Und wir können natürlich die Folge auch gerne auf Deutsch machen. Aber wir switchen zu Englisch. Welcome, my dear husband, now married.
Thank you so much. Yeah, now married.
Yeah, last time it was like 2 weeks before the wedding.
And this time it's a few months after.
Yeah, and just a few weeks before another big event. And if you haven't heard it, I mean, if you're just listening to it in English, you probably haven't heard the life update episode, because we do have a big life update. We will soon be three and not just two.
Yes, we will soon be adding another member to our family.
Yes, and I don't know when you will be hearing this, because we are kind of pre-recording now during the last weeks of pregnancy. And yeah, we might already be parents when you hear this. I don't know.
That's true. We might already have added the member.
Yeah, it's actually very likely, because we don't have a long time to go. So what we wanted to talk about today, because I mean, last time we talked about the wedding plans, now we are married, and now we wanted to give you a little insight into our lives right now, because there is still some bureaucratic visa issues and other bureaucratic issues. And we just wanted to take you with into, because a lot of people think once you're married, everything is easy. You can just stay with your partner. That's not the case, unfortunately. So we wanted to give you a little insight into that. And yeah, just give you a little life update. And yeah, with the two of us.
Nice. Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So we are married, and actually, yeah, I'm not going to make my name public, but there's still one thing that's an issue that we are facing at the moment. And that is the name change, because I wanted to take your name when we got married. And we actually only found out the day before that it's not possible to do it in Denmark, where we got married, because you can only do it in your home country where you registered. I didn't know that. I just thought I will have your name from the day we're married, but that's not the case. And I was really shocked when we came back and figured out about this long, frickin' complicated process.
Yeah, I mean, we thought we had bypassed all of the document requirements by going to Denmark and getting married there. But in the end, the German government made sure that it doesn't matter what happens, they still require those documents. And so that put us into a little bit of a slow move. But yeah, we have finally got all the documentation we need from my side, at least. Now Corina can process the name change.
Yeah,
but I believe it's also a lengthy process.
And also, just to get your documents, we already planned it, like we did apply for these documents before the wedding, and in the end we decided to get married in Denmark, because we figured out, wow, it's going to take like at least half a year to get these documents. And so we decided, okay, well, how can we bypass this situation? And that's why we got married in Denmark. And then afterwards we found out we still need these documents. But I'm so grateful that at least we already applied for them beforehand.
Yeah, at least we have everything we need now.
Exactly. I think how long did it take? Like 8 months?
I think about 6 months,
Yeah, at least. I
realistically.
think it
Yeah,
was
everything.
more.
Yeah, I think it was finished, but there was no communication from
Yeah, that's true.
either way, when I got back to South Africa, I got in touch and they said that my documentation was ready. So yeah, finally we have everything, and now we just need to process the name change, and then we are done. We are
Yeah.
officially married and have started our own little family.
That's still crazy.
Yes, that is very crazy.
Yeah. And the
But
reason
good.
why, because last time we were sitting here together and
Yeah.
now Philip is in Cape Town. I'm in Germany, but luckily in 3 days he'll be here.
Soon, I'll be back in Germany and we'll do the last preparations for our newcomer.
Yeah. And do you maybe want to talk about the visa stuff? Oh, so one more thing about the name change that I wanted to say, because the tricky part is there's really only one place in this whole world where I can even hand in these documents for my name change. So there's exactly one place in this whole universe where I can actually apply for a name change, and it takes about a year. So now finally, after like more than half a year, I think it's even more than half a year, because I mean we applied for the documents, then we had to pick it up in South Africa, then I had to take them with to Germany, then I had to hand them in there. It was like a long time, and now we still have to wait about a year until they process my name change. It's just
Yeah.
so insane.
No, it's crazy. So if you ever want to change your name, be prepared to wait.
And get all the documents ready as soon as you know you will be getting married and change your name. Yeah. Okay, but then
As for the visa stuff, obviously I have to be in Germany a little bit longer than my normal tourist visa allows due to pregnancy. And this has put us on a new journey to get the spousal visa. Now, the spousal visa also has its own requirements, which includes getting a German A1 test
yeah,
certification.
that is
It's a
still so
language
insane for
test.
me. Like,
Yeah, it's a very strange one, but I suppose it makes sense if you want to live in Germany, at least you have to understand what people are saying.
yeah, but I also have to say, like, we don't like it's not our plan to live in Germany, and
Yeah,
it's
but
not.
they don't know it, and I'm applying for a German passport in the end. So.
Can you apply for a German
I.
passport already?
Oh yeah. I mean, at the moment, it will be the resident permit. But if I have that for 3 years, then I can apply for the German passport.
That's crazy. Okay, but what I wanted to say is that the only options that you had was either to come here on a tourist visa or to get the spousal visa. Like, there's no in between. Like, in Cape Town, you can still extend your tourist visa to 6 months. You can get like a different kind of visa or whatever. But for you, the only options were to get the normal Schengen visitor visa, which allows you to stay 3 months, and then you have to stay out the country for 3 months before you're allowed to come back. And like during pregnancy and childbirth, this is impossible because yeah, I mean, it means you either have to be away during the pregnancy for 3 months, and that was not an option. So I decided to come to Cape Town with you during my main season where I usually work here, which was not really smart, but I mean, it was the only option for us to be together during the pregnancy. And
Yeah, and I also remember before we came to South Africa, we had this big mission with the German immigration officers where we tried to get allowance for an extension of my German tourist visa
Yeah, because apparently
with
sometimes
the
they do give you like an
yes.
exception for like a good reason.
If you have a good exception, then they will allow the extension for the visa. But apparently, being pregnant and giving birth to a German child is not an exception.
Yeah, it's just insane.
I had to leave the country and come and apply for a spousal visa in South Africa.
And learn a new language in just a couple of months.
And learn a new language. Yeah, luckily, it's been coming a few years now. But the test was very stressful. But in the end, I did very well. Received 88%. And I passed. So, ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch.
Yay! You know what? I just realized I was born in 88 and you got 88%. Also, a little fun fact. Can I say this? Probably, huh? I don't think there's a secret to it. But when we got to know each other, it was so funny because your motorcycle license plate exactly my birth date on it.
Yes, yeah. The year and everything.
Yeah, the year, the month, the day.
And the day.
Yeah.
Perfectly your birthday.
Yeah. You manifested
me. Yeah, definitely. There was clear signs that this is the right girl for me.
Yeah. Yeah, so what's next? So now you got the visa?
So yeah, I got my language test certificate and continued the application for the spousal visa. This was very nice this time around. Everything was digitized, as the German embassy in South Africa is digitizing visa applications.
By the way, more advanced simpler than the German.
Yeah.
Like where I can.
And that's why.
Nothing is digitalized.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned it, because I think it's quite ironic that the German embassy is a bit more advanced than German government in Germany.
Yeah.
But yeah, the application was a breeze. It does warn that the application could take up to 2 months to get approved, which would put me really close to the birth date.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it only took a few days. And they really rushed it, and they got it back to me within the week.
It was such really a
really impressive, impressive service. And the fact that, yeah, that we finally got everything we needed for me to be there with Corey now for the birth of a child was great news.
Yeah.
Very much a relief.
Yeah. And what I actually wanted to get to was so the next step, like now you're still in South Africa, you had some time.
Yes.
I left 2 weeks ago. You're coming in 3 days. Because then you have your visa. So now we are starting this new journey, but you also have like some crazy hobbies. So yeah. What was like your milestone before leaving South Africa? And you reached it.
As we discussed for the birth of Akili, I want to be more present for you, for him, for the baby. And in the end, I decided to have a little break from my skydiving hobby. But before doing so, I really pushed and I achieved the milestone of 900 skydives. So I am currently standing on 900 skydives. Thank you. Yeah, it's been quite a process, but I have enjoyed every single time.
Yeah, it's very cool.
I've actually discussed it with Eric, one of my jumping buddies, the other day. Over the last 900 jumps, I've spent an average of 500,000 rand.
Holy shit! How much is that in euros?
So I'm gonna have to calculate. It's quite
a
high number.
Million
half a million rand to euros. That's rand to euro. Let's give or take 25,000 euros.
25,000 euros.
Which
Okay.
sounds a lot less.
It sounds a lot less also for like 10 years of skydiving.
Yeah,
including gear and everything, or just the jumps?
That's an average of just the jumps.
Okay.
No gear, no traveling, no accommodations. None of that. No repacks even. Yeah, no repacks. I think we can easily double it and to make a realistic skydive expenses. So a million rand.
I don't know if we ever talked about it or if I ever talked about it in this podcast, but you're kind of the inspiration that got me into skydiving as well, because I mean, my journey started long before we even met, but my goal was to face my biggest fear. And back then, a few years before we met, 7 years, be no, hold on, 3 years before, no, 2 years before we met, my goal
then
was
you bungee
to
jump.
Exactly, yeah. I did a bungee jump because that was like the one thing I would never, never, ever do. Like I said, I heard a podcast, somebody said, do what you're most afraid of because that's where you can grow the most. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do a bungee jump. I'll find something. And then I was like trying to find a fear, but nothing else came up that was bigger than a bungee jump. And it was just, for me, it was so impossible to do a bungee jump. And then at some point I was like, okay, I guess I have to do it. And then I did a bungee jump. And it really is such a big, like a growth thing, like where you really grow so much, because afterwards, every time you experience something that is quite fearful, you're like, well, I did a bungee jump, like I faced my biggest fear and I managed to survive, and it was actually worse in my head than it was in real life. And that was, I think, the biggest takeaway, because often fear is so much bigger in our heads than it is in real life. And then after the bungee jump, everyone is like, okay, what is worse, a bungee jump or a skydive? I'm like, ugh, I don't know. I've never even thought about doing a skydive. And then I did actually schedule a skydive, but it didn't happen back then. I think it was like 2019 or something. And then when we met, I'm like, well, now I know a skydiver. I think we weren't even dating back then. I think it was even before we started dating.
Yeah, it was just before we started dating.
Yeah, just before. But and there I ask you if you can help me organize a skydive for my some kind of birthday.
Your birthday.
Yeah, I don't know how old I was.
36, 34th, 35th, something like this.
Something like that.
I think the 21st, I mean, sorry.
Of course.
Yeah, still a young one.
Yeah. And then you're like, yeah, of course, I'll help you organize it. And I'm also going to do the outside camera. You're like, I'm going to jump with you. I'm going to give you a cool video. And I'm like, oh, that's even better. And then we did the skydive together. I think it was just before we started dating, right? Or just after?
Yeah, I think it was. I was on the cusp of our dating life.
Yeah.
In the beginning or just before the beginning.
Yeah, for me, it was so cool to do the skydive with you because, first of all, it was a tandem skydive. Yeah, I was hanging on somebody else. jumping with, and I was just looking at you because you were the outside camera. So I was jumping with a tandem instructor, hanging onto somebody. I didn't have to do anything myself. So we just fell out. I think I screamed. And then I could just look at you. It wasn't scary at all. Like, for some reason, I wasn't scared. So for me, the bungee jump was definitely much scarier. But then after that experience, I was like, oh my gosh, there's like crazy people like you that jump out by themselves.
Yeah. And to be honest, in all my 900 skydives, I've actually not got the nerves once to do a bungee jump. So kudos to you.
What? Really? Would you not do a bungee jump?
I don't know. It's a bit weird for me to be attached to a line like that. It's not something I want to do.
Lines when you do a skydive.
Yeah, but it's you're free still. That's like wings in your backpack. There's a line on your legs. Not my favorite.
Well, for me, the scarier part about the skydiving was that the wing still has to come out. And in the bungee jump, it's already attached before you leave the bridge.
No, it's definitely a thing. Obviously, you're slowing down from 200 plus kilometers per hour to 20 kilometers per hour. So there's quite a bit of deceleration involved. But something you get used to, and in the end, it's something I don't think I will ever be able to go without.
Yeah.
So for now, I'm going to have a break, but who
But I
knows?
think mainly for
Hopefully,
the
in the next
winter,
few
I don't
months.
think it's going to be a long break. I mean, you had some breaks before.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully, in the next few months, we'll be back in South Africa and we'll be ready to continue my journey in
Yeah, we're just going to
the
have a skydive baby. We're going to
skies.
go together to the drop zone.
Yeah, I was wondering, people have been asking me if I will allow my child to skydive.
I
I
mean,
don't think it's
obviously
really
not
my
in
choice. Yeah,
the
obviously, I mean, we'll have to wait until he's legally allowed to skydive
Yeah.
and make his own decisions. But yeah, I think I would like for him to experience it in a form of tandem, and then maybe one day make his own decisions and pay for his own skydives.
Exactly. So maybe one day he'll listen to it and it's like, here, see, you told me I'm allowed to. If you ever change your mind, here's the
Here's the proof now.
proof. Your
Oh
dad
man.
approved.
Oh man. Can we cut that out? I think it's something I want everybody to experience. Flying is freedom. It's
Yeah.
such a different perspective on life, on fear, like you say. There's very few things nowadays that I fear, and it's because of skydiving, because of this control of fear that you have
But did you
to.
also have this fear like before you started? I mean, it's long ago now, but.
Of course, I still sometimes I fear, most of the times. It's still a death-defying act, right? You're flinging yourself from an airplane. Moving over 200 kilometers per hour with just your body falling through the sky. And then having to save your life every jump by pulling the parachute and landing in the right place. So I'm still fearful, but it's something that you learn to manage over
Yeah, but I mean,
the years.
before
Because you take
you started,
control.
was it something where you would say, like, oh my God, I can't imagine doing it? But because I think your motivation back then was a different one than for me.
Yeah, my motivation. I've always been into extreme sports since I was a young kid, skateboarding, BMXing, and things. And one of my friends actually started skydiving before me without telling anybody. He just did it by himself as a
Crazy.
new friend that he met. So when he eventually told us, I was very interested. Wow, I've never even considered skydiving, thought about it at all. And now it's in the forefront of my mind. There's nothing else I'm thinking about. I just want to try it. So it took us a while to get it organized, but then I went with five friends and we all did it together as a group. And needless to say, from jump one, my
Tandem
arms
or license?
hurt. A license. We did static line license, a really slow progression license.
Did you ever
But yeah,
even
we did
do
straight.
tandem?
I've only done one tandem, and that was a jump 500.
Oh,
Um,
wow.
yeah, it was with one of my good instructors, friends, and he did a refresher on his tandem rating, which required him to take a few skydivers as tandem passengers. So, yeah, I did it, and it was the most frightful skydive I've had in my whole life.
Really?
Yeah, because after 500 skydives, to completely give away the controls to someone else is very scary. I had a camera in my one hand, my altimeter locked on my head like this. Yeah, I was just waiting for him to open.
Yeah, I think it's different because for me, the tandem was the least fearful. But I
Yeah.
think after 500 jumps, you already know everything that can go wrong. You're out of control,
Yeah.
giving it away to somebody else.
Exactly. I think it's the same as getting into a car with someone else driving, or you're already a professional driver. So
But that's not
sort of have a
something.
little bit of fear.
I'm not scared when you drive the
Yeah, I know, I understand that, but yeah, I suppose it's a bit of a more of a high stress situation, but
Yeah.
it would be the same amount of danger, even less.
Are you afraid when I drive the car?
Well, sometimes.
Why?
But not
Just
all
because you're out
the
of control, or
Yeah, it's the same situation as the tandem. It's
Yeah.
not that I'm afraid of my life. It's just that I would do things slightly different sometimes. So then if I don't have the control to change those things, then a little bit of fear grows,
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I love it. I love jumping, I love flying. I hope to do it for many more years.
I'm sure you will. One of the questions I get asked the most nowadays, where are you gonna live?
Yeah, everybody who finds out about a little baby coming is definitely asking us where do we think we will end up living.
Yeah, and
And
for those
I
that
think we
don't know,
have.
like right now, we are following the sun. So we live in Germany in the German summer and in South Africa in the South African summer.
And we love it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I've been saying to everybody we will keep it the same for now. I don't see a need to change. Working lovely. And then hopefully, well, in the first 5 years, we will find the perfect spot, I
Yeah.
believe, to settle down and create a little family together.
Yeah, I also think like in the beginning, like you don't really need to decide. It's gonna like we
Yeah.
still gonna find our way as a family. And so
Certainly, yeah.
it's like thinking about something that you can't know yet. So we'll
Yeah.
have to see how it goes. We'll have to see
And
how.
also, I think, there's so many changes that comes with having a baby now, our first one. So that I don't think we have to change everything all at once.
Yeah.
We will receive our baby, and we will do everything we can to support and help his growth and make sure he's safe and well fed. But in the end, I think we also have to look after ourselves, take care of ourselves, and that means traveling back and forth somewheres. Then that's it, and that's what we'll
Yeah.
do.
I'm keen to see how it's gonna be for me, because at the moment in pregnancy, I'm like, I cannot handle summer. It's
Yeah,
so
I
weird
think
for
it's
me.
different. I
Yeah.
think it's obviously different once the baby is born, but I
Yeah,
think for
hopefully I'll
now
be back
we are
to a
in.
summer person.
Yeah. Oh well, I'm also okay to have winter for a few years. That's
Yeah, I also said like you probably want to go skiing sometimes as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, with my visa and with the passport situation, we will probably have to live in Germany for a bit.
At least Europe
Bit more
doesn't have to be
permanent.
Germany, Germany.
Doesn't have to be German, or at least Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we will surely have some winters in the future. And if a little baby is anything like me, you will appreciate both sides.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's it. Or is there something else where you would say like something you think about right now, like a big change, something you're looking forward to, something.
Yeah, you know, when I was younger, I never imagined that I would have children. I think I was always worried about bringing someone into this world. You know, we are going through some turbulent times, and don't want to be conspiratorial, but it looks like World War III is just around the corner. So it's always been a fear, but I think we're both ready for a new chapter in our lives. And I think that we will be great parents. And I think that it doesn't matter what happens in the world, that we will set up our little baby in the best way possible. We'll handle it as it comes.
Yeah. Yeah, I also think
it's
that.
Like, it's like the fear of skydiving. It's way more for the jump than when you actually do the jump.
Yeah. Yeah, I must say the skydiving did prepare me very well because, I mean, you were right there when I had my very, very first jump. Oh my God, that was even worse than the bungee jump. Like, that was the biggest fear I've ever, ever, ever experienced in my whole life. It went like it manifested in my body. Like, I don't even remember it properly, but I think I was just hanging over the toilet. I was throwing up, but
no, you were
nothing.
shaking, you were nauseous, you were crying. I asked you many times, are you sure you even want to do these skydives?
I'm like, yeah,
want to do this
I need to do it
license?
because it's so stressful, because I'm experiencing this fear so intensely. And I think if you really go through this kind of fear that is so intense, you learn so much and you grow so much, and you know,
Definitely.
you learn, like, hey, you can even handle that.
Yeah, you learn to trust yourself.
Yeah.
So, no, it's great. I think we're ready. I'm very excited. And I'm
Me
pretty
too.
sure you are as well.
Good. And now I'm excited for you to come to Germany. Us over here.
Yeah, I'll see you in 2 days. 3 days. I'll see you in 3 days.
Yep. Thank you so much for taking your time to come here for another episode. Hopefully there will be many more. Maybe one
Yeah,
day we'll
next
have
time.
our own podcast, just you and me.
Yeah. And also next time, I'm sure we'll have a third person in our
Yeah.
podcast. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I mean, I'll call you later after this podcast. But and for you as a listener, thank you so much for listening in English. And yeah, I'm keen to get in touch. Like, the reason why we do this podcast is to really get in touch with people, and because it's often like a very one-sided thing. Like, we talk to each other, or I talk to you, and we often don't get feedback. So I'm always keen to get some feedback. So yeah, leave us a little comment and hopefully I'll hear you, or you hear me or us, in the next episode. And I hope you have a lovely day. Bye bye.
Oh.